Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. Joining us for Tech Thursday is Andy O'Donoghue. Now, what is techno stress?
Well, Matt, it's interesting because techno stress is something that's been around for quite a long time. And I suppose we live in a world where our smartphones and to some extent our laptops are extensions of ourselves. And techno stress is really this sense of, perhaps first identified, this nagging sense of unease that many people get when they are away from their phone. And also, interestingly, some of them even are unable to kind of find joy in going outside, in the activities that used to be pleasurable. So it is this incredible reliance on technology, not for productive reasons, but reliance on technology to keep you informed and to give you those little dopamine hits that we should be getting from other parts of our life.
So it's FOMO, is it?
It is FOMO. And FOMO, I suppose,
the fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. And we do see a lot of that with social media, that sort of endless scrolling that people do through social media feeds. However, FOMO also manifests itself through scrolling or doom scrolling through the news, through world events, through, you know, when an election's coming up, if your party's not doing well, people scrolling looking for reinforcement of their own message. So it has been identified. Microsoft did a big survey some years ago, which was fascinating because they found it really looked across the European Union and it looked at the number of people who felt stressed within companies. And I think, Matt, that there's certainly a suggestion that COVID-19, the pandemic, contributed to this because we had this incredible increased reliance on technology. The workplace moved home. We were using phones, laptops and tablets. Some people were using all three to stay in touch. And of course, because we couldn't go out, we were waiting for those little dings on the phone or the laptop. As a result, we became reliant. Now we're back in the office. People are going about their lives, but that reliance is still there.
I'll admit, Andy, now that you're talking about it, that I think I may have an issue here as well, because every Monday morning I now sort of dread around 9 o'clock there's a ping from my iPhone and there's a ping from my iPad and it tells me my screen time usage on average daily for the last week. And I'd be ashamed and embarrassed to tell you how it is. And every time I look at it, I know that I actually have to reduce it significantly. And the following Monday, I'm probably in around the same level again.
Well, and Matt, that's not surprising. And I think because somebody who does a job like yours, I think staying in touch both with...
Yeah,
with
but it's not all for work, Andy. That's what I have to admit. I mean, scrolling down through Instagram videos cannot be described as work.
Well, OK, I was trying to give you a pass there in a sense. But there is that. Listen, Matt, there's no doubt that each new message that we get, you get that rush of dopamine, the feel good chemical. And, you know, over time, though, scientists tell us that our brains become desensitized to that initial kind kind of joy of social media. And of course, now we need more and more. But there is a some research from the US that 60% of smartphone users report feeling some level of anxiety or stress when separated from their devices. And so I think recognizing techno stress is important, and then also dealing with it.
Yeah, but I suppose what it does impact, and I am aware of this, and I even had this experience last night. I was at home, well, working on the laptop on another project I'm involved in, but instead of being able to concentrate on it, I kept turning every now and again to my phone, or if there was a ping, checking what the message or the alert or the update was. And this is a major issue, isn't it, for things like reading a book or even watching a movie in its entirety at home without actually looking to your phone, a reduced attention span and focus.
Absolutely. And one of the key signs is the difficulty in focusing or concentrating for extended periods of time. And to watch, even to watch a TV show, you need to do that. But to read a book, you certainly need to do that. There is some scientific research into our attention spans over the last 15 years since social media became the thing that it is today. And it makes terrifying reading, Matt, that even one scientist suggests that goldfish, with their attention span of about 9 seconds, they can now focus better than humans can. Ours have fallen by 50% over the last 10 or 12 years or so. Then also, with the inability to concentrate, the anxiety, the irritability. One of the big things, of course, is disrupted sleep patterns. Then you have the blue screen problem. You know, when we look at screens late at night, well, they don't help you sleep. And that ongoing, constant, nagging urge to check your phone, even when you're doing other stuff.
Yeah, I think as well there was a survey during the week to suggest that about 7 out of 10 people reach for their iPhone first thing in the morning before they even get out of bed, or whatever type of phone it is they have.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I think, you know, we can understand why we do it. The thing is, we don't need to do it. And I mean, there are some simple steps that we should do. And you make an interesting point about reaching for the phone. I mean, one of the kind of digital detox actions that therapists recommend is having a tech-free zone in the house. And the bedroom and the dinner table sound very sensible places to become phone-free zones. So no phones in the bedroom, no phones at the dinner table. That helps you sleep, and it also helps you engage with your family. But then also, you know, you mentioned your screen time measurement. The fact that you have that is useful.
Well, actually, there's a listener says, how do I set up my phone so I get a notification for my screen time usage daily? I have no idea. I didn't set it up. It just comes to me every Monday morning. But is it possible to do that? And the other thing was, Jess, it's something that I've now taken to doing, is setting up the phone so that it literally doesn't alert me from anything between 11 o'clock in the evening and 8 o'clock the following morning. Not even emails pinging. Not even text messages or WhatsApps, that it's 9 hours in which I'm uncontactable on that phone.
And that's a great stretch. And they therapists also tell us that one of the key methods of detoxing is to, what they say is, silence the noise. And that is disable all but the most essential notifications. What you do with the 9 hours is a good stretch. However, you know, some people may have an elderly relative that they need to keep an eye on. And of course, you can put people, iOS or Android, you can put them on a VIP list so that perhaps, you know, a grandmother can contact you, but nobody else. But Matt, how often have you sat next to somebody in a pub or at a meeting and the phone pings in different tones, and it's a mixture of WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, and everything else? Disable all those non-essential notifications, and that will enable you to kind of get back some of that time.
Andy, this listener here who sent in, who knows my age, who says, a 57-year-old man using Instagram. Oh dear. Am I on my own in that?
No, you're not at all. Instagram's demographic stretches way beyond you and I, Matt. So it's not at all a surprise. But all of us can have, you know, all of us can have tools. It might be as simple as email, but they all still ping. And then also, one of the things that we didn't kind of mention, but this kind of overwhelming sort of responsibility that many people feel as employees, if you get an email from your boss at 9 p.m. in the evening, should Should you read it? And should you respond to it? I would suggest no, but many people have taken on this techno stress since the pandemic and now feel that they are contactable all the time. And if they read it, they must reply to it. That, of course, isn't true. And it just sort of feeds into this circle of disturbance and of stress that people can cause for themselves.
Okay. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday. Some more of your comments coming into 0874100102, your last word. Here's one that says, we have no telly Tuesday. That was decided by our 8-year-old. But we also have no phone Friday for the mother and father. Okay. And here's one from a secondary school teacher in Cork. Attention spans and ability to concentrate very evident in secondary schools. I've seen a massive drop in the quality of work being produced in the last 10 years. Children are losing the ability to think, seem to have no knowledge of the world beyond what's on a screen. It's very concerning.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.